This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Wait, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterney's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, baby. It is The Drive, live and in color. All three of us together. T-Mill's back in the building after visiting the one place on the planet where I have no interest in going, which is anywhere east in Tennessee of Nashville. I go to Nashville. Nashville's a great place. Love me some Nashville. Not as fond of Nashville today as I was 15 or 20 years ago when I was playing that arena ball. Only one side of Broadway was lit up. The other side was pretty dead, so it was easy to get around. All the same things you enjoy in Nashville today. The bachelorette parties that Ron was talking about, the country music, the cold beer drinking, everybody seeming to be on vacation, the touristy spot, but just not quite on the same level as it is today. It's hard to navigate Nashville right now. But love it. Good place.
Tyler, it is a beautiful place.
Tyler's back. Don't worry about it. He's not moving to the Smoky Mountains. Good to spend a little time with his in-laws, though. He is back with The Drive, and we're rocking and rolling. Dirty's Daily is powered by, how about this? The beautiful Texans cheerleaders. Texans cheerleaders today, giving them a big shout-out. Why? Well, it's easy. Because we got a little Thirsty Thursday action at Buffalo Wild Wings up in Willowbrook. We've been there. We've been there many a time, Ron. We're going back for a playoff edition of Thirsty Thursdays with The Drive, and we will be visited. We will be visited by the Texans cheerleaders.
Oh, so really?
If Thirsty Thursday isn't enough, if Buffalo Wild Wings isn't enough, if Bud Light in the building with the Bud Light girls being in the building, if that's not enough, if The Drive, keeping company with The Drive is not enough, we'll add it to the list that the Texans cheerleaders will be on location with The Drive on a beautiful Thirsty Thursday. Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook. 17195 Tomball Parkway. Come check us out. Come join us. plenty of reason. One, let's get hype for this, obviously, this big-time playoff game, which won't be happening until Monday. But that Thirsty Thursday, we do have a college football playoff game that night, Ron.
We do.
We absolutely do. And so come check us out. Plenty of football then and there to catch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Also, Friday, Football Friday, little bonus edition here with the playoffs. Boomer Jacks in Katy, 1110 Grand West Boulevard in Katy. We've been to this location as well. Boomer Jacks is a tremendous joint. Little Football Friday. Big shout out to all of our Houston area Ford dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Tomball Ford to be specific. For our Football Fridays, keeping this thing rolling, the playoff edition. Big shout out to the Texans cheerleaders, not only for coming on Thursday to Buffalo Wild Wings, but also for powering Dirty's Daily today. All right, look, if you listen consistently to this show and to anything, post-game show, anything that I talk, I'm always talking about, boy, if and when C.J. Stroud takes the bull by the horns and really, really has complete command of this offense, that's when this thing's going to go. That's when the Texans have a chance to really move into that, hey, this is a complete football team. It's not just a great defense with some complementary parts. This is a great team. Right now, I look at Seattle as one of those teams, Ron. You can look at, I would say, given kind of how they've operated this year, I think New England is probably one of those things, one of those teams with a pretty good defense and a quarterback that's having an MVP caliber year. I think the Rams. The Rams are balanced, obviously one of those teams over on the NFC side of things. I don't know about you. I know the Eagles have had some struggles of late, but I firmly believe that the Eagles will get this thing right in the playoffs and be a more complete team. In order for the Texans to get there and be a more complete complementary team where offense can tote the water as well as defense can tote the water, C.J. Stroud's got to get to a point where he can take control and take complete command of this offense. And it's one thing to say that, but it's another thing to kind of give you an example of what I'm talking about. I want you to put yourself in Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. You're watching the Steelers and the Ravens. This is late in the fourth quarter. This game's going back and forth with touchdowns, right? Just when you think one team can win it with a good defensive stand, they bang out a couple of touchdowns, and this thing's going back and forth, right? And all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers has the football, and the game's on the line. It's late, and this play right here, this is what it sounded like, the touchdown to Calvin Austin to put him up.
Rodgers protected.
Absolute monster game. Little double move by the wide receiver who singled up in some kind of man coverage over there. The DB ends up slipping because he breaks up on a double route. I mean, a double move. Breaks up on the hitch. Calvin Austin gets over the top. It's a throw in the ocean for Aaron Rodgers for a touchdown, right? It's not that it happened, right? It's how it happened that illustrates to me and hopefully to you guys exactly what we hope we get out of C.J. Stroud at some point in time. I don't know if this offense is going to allow him to do it. I don't know if they even want him to get to this point. But I can tell you this, C.J. Stroud, in any offense, when he gets to this point right here, is when you're going to see the best version of number 7. I want you to listen to, this is Aaron Rodgers in a postgame presser, I believe, talking about how that play came to fruition and what was going on inside the huddle during the game in the fourth quarter with the game on the line in an unbelievably intense moment of back-and-forth football, gotta-have-it type situations. This is what Aaron Rodgers is doing in the huddle.
Calvin's the sweetest guy. I mean, he is. Just ever since the Malibu trip in the offseason, just have such a love and appreciation for Cal and his disposition. And multiple times in the huddle, I'm asking him on various plays, what do you want on the backside? What do you want on the backside? And he wouldn't give me a straight answer. And on this particular huddle conversation, I say, what do you want, Cal? And somebody to my right, I don't know if it was McCormick or Pat, said something about, like, man, just go cook him or something. So I said, all right, Cal, you run a hitch and go back there. And I was, you know, I was really thinking the front side three-man combination that we worked and had success with most of the night was kind of my first thought. But I just peeked back to the left and saw number 3 slip and, you know, it's a gimme touchdown. But I'm proud of Calvin.
there's a couple of things here that really turned me on, guys. One, the ability to have that kind of conversation and that kind of back and forth in the huddle, period, at any point in time during a football game is next level. Especially to the point where you got guys that Friermuth, of all people. I don't even know who McCormick is, by the way.
I was thinking he was.
No, Chaz. Damn, white boy Chaz is in the huddle over at calling plays. So. Telling Calvin Austin what to do.
He's in Pennsylvania.
He is a PA boy. Isn't but there it is. Yay. But the
I'll allow it.
At any point in time, to have that kind of conversation in the huddle, you know your offense is next level. You know your offense is. I mean, in a place where your quarterback has complete control, and now you're dictating, you're giving yourself the best chance to win. Your offensive coordinator doesn't have to call the perfect play. Hell, your offensive coordinator doesn't have to call the play at all. And so, first of all, just having that level of conversation in the huddle is an absolute beautiful thing, right? So, here in Houston, we're still talking about getting out of the huddle on time and communicating plays and communicating protections. CJ and this offense is nowhere near where that offense is right there. Now, I'm not saying it's a great. I'm just saying that that's how a Hall of Fame quarterback that's seen it all, that's long in the tooth, that's the kind of conversations that you want to be having and the kind of situations you want to be discussing in the huddle, not just trying to get out of the huddle on time. So, one, having those conversations is unbelievable, right? Two, the having the wherewithal in that monster moment to have the freedom to tell your backside receiver, hey, I want you to run a hitch and go because somebody to my right said cook them. I mean, that is what you're talking about. So when you hear me talk about it, when you hear us talk about, boy, when CJ gets this total command of this offense, it's going to be something else. That's what I'm talking about. When you hear me talk about, well, boy, Nico Collins sitting over by himself and ain't moving and, you know, they're not doing anything special to get him the football. It's kind of just in progression. And if he's open, he's open. If the defense dictates, like the sooner that C.J. Stroud can look at Nico Collins and go and just flippantly with the game on the line, go, hey, bro, give me a hitch and go. I mean, think about that. Hitch and go, a double move. We're not talking about a quick slant. Hey, just give him, throw a hot route over there. We're talking about a double move and then having the ability to snap the football, take a quick peek and take that shot and get that throw in the ocean touchdown in a critical moment. That is what I'm trying to illustrate, Ron. Every time we talk about Nico Collins getting extra touches or Nico Collins getting the creativity and the move around so he gets the touches and the targets that he deserves. And that's exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about C.J. Stroud having command of this offense. I don't believe, now I don't know this, I'm not in the building over there. I don't believe they're anywhere remotely close as an offensive unit or CJ as a quarterback, yeah. which by the way, we're talking about a guy that's 42 years old and is a Hall of Famer. So I'm not saying he should be. I'm just painting the picture of, boy, the closer you can get to that.
This is where you hope to get to.
Oh, I mean, because it goes back, like think about it with Pat Mahomes. There's no doubt. Hell, it's documented. I mean, Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce drawing stuff up in the dirt has a lot to do with their success with that duo, as well as obviously the Chiefs offense, you know, during their big runs and even to today. I mean, you know, we heard Tom Brady in this particular offense. I don't know how many of y'all watched the documentaries, but I heard Tom Brady say that they would give underneath guys, you know, routes to hold coverage and then tell Randy to just go get open. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Go get open. I'm going to throw this thing to you. So the sooner we can get to that point, right, or at least closer to that point, the better this offense is going to be. So we'll see if, and again, I don't know if they're even working towards that. I don't know if CJ is capable of doing that. I don't know if Nick Caley even has that desire and want to within this offense. It seems like, Ron, there's not as much freedom so far. Bless you. There's not as much freedom in this particular offense as there typically are in some others. I don't know if that's a CJ's young or a CJ's not ready or the offense isn't ready or if that's just a way of doing things. I know in the last one, the guy that got ran up out of here and Bobby Slowick, I mean, everybody, national TV talking about how the quarterback doesn't have the ability to do those things. Yeah. So we'll see. But that, I thought that was, when I heard that audio, I was like, Tyler, I got to have that.
breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Tyler, we got some big news out of the NFL. What's the breaking news?
Oh, yeah. The head coaching firings around the NFL have not stopped on Black Monday. Big one here. After 18 seasons with the Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh has been fired as head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, boys.
Damn. Okay, 18 seasons. What? He was the second longest tenured coach after Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. He is out. A lot of people wondered, especially after the remarks from Lamar Jackson, after he was asked after the game, his thoughts about John Harbaugh, and I think his response was, hey, man, this just happened. It's just fresh, and kind of moved over and said, you know, I'm still stunned off of the game. But John Harbaugh out at Baltimore, a Super Bowl champion, it been there from when Ray Lewis was there to Ed Reed to Lamar Jackson to now. They're going to be looking for a new coach, and I would assume Clint knew everything, right? Zach Orr, who had been the defensive coordinator, they had kind of struggled the last couple of years, and then what is it, Todd? He was the Munkin. George Munkin. Yeah, he's going to be, I would assume, out. Is that now the most desirable job in the NFL? You think, because you got Lamar Jackson, although they got a lot of money tied into some guys that aren't playing to the level that they're accustomed to, like Roquan Smith and Humphrey and some other guys.
I'm not up on their cap issue and kind of are they strapped or are they? I mean, I know they're veteran enough. They probably don't have a ton to share, but they, you know, is it, how many of those guys can they cut bait with? I have no idea. The interesting thing is that, man, for so long, and it would be the same thing that would happen in Pittsburgh, right? It's been so, like, Baltimore Ravens football has looked one, like, the most physical, great defenses. It's just always looked one way, and as long as I could remember, obviously. Boy, to think that's going to change and could change in a major way, obviously will change in a major way. That's wild, man.
No, man. Yeah, 18 years he's been there. Coaches don't last that long. I'm not surprised by the move, but I didn't know if they would actually do it.
Oh, man.
Well, I didn't know if they would.
What about, I mean, if now's the right now is the time to have an opening. If you're a bad football team,
yeah, obviously are you tripping? You'd rather like, is he somebody you would go after immediately?
Well, I would think he'd be at the top of the list, man. I mean,
doesn't really fit the profile of what you're looking for now. Like, he's a special teams coach is his background, but he is a leader, obviously, and a guy
I like about him is you hire a CEO, and ultimately you go out there and you pick the best defensive coordinator, the best offensive coordinator, you put them together and see what, you know, see what you can build. And that's where I was going with it was, you know, you got several guys that are either going to get their second shot at a head coach gig, and some really good ones. Vance Joseph, how many jobs has he had? He's got to be at the top of the list. What's my man in Minnesota, the one that was at Miami?
Oh, yeah, Brian Flores.
Brian Flores is believed to potentially jump to a team, maybe another defense coordinator somewhere, if not a head coaching job. I mean, you got Cliff Kingsbury. You got all these different guys that are out there that are either second-tier head coach or second-time head coach or an offensive or defensive coordinator. There's just a lot of them out there right now.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of really good ones out there right now. Whether you're looking for a head coach or you're looking for OCs and DCs, right now is the time that if you've got an opening, boy, and you can make it happen fast, whoo. I don't know enough about John behind the scenes. I mean, he stayed and won a boatload of games.
Yeah, he's a great head coach. It's just like right now you're thinking, all right, I want to get an offensive guy who can work with my quarterback or who I'm going to pick. But as you said, there are a lot of really good potential coordinators on offense and defense that are going to be available, unlike what the Texans were looking at last year. Man, there's more this year. So a lot to get there. Big breaking news there. John Harbaugh out at Baltimore after 18 years. All right, some Rockets news. One, if you missed what KD had to say, you don't want to miss after his game winner and the Rockets are most definitely going to be talked about in this NBA news. I don't think they should take a jump towards this at all. We'll discuss that coming up next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in. If you missed it, Tyler came roaring through with NFL breaking news that a long time, 18 years in Baltimore, John Harbaugh fired. Parting ways, let go. 18 years, that feels better. Parted ways with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, the Ravens. They are going to be in the market for a new head coach for the first time in 18 years.
Wow, dude.
Man, that dude went through. He had Ray Lewis. He had Flacco. He had Lamar. That's a long, almost 20 years in Baltimore. I'd assume he is going to be a coveted name for teams moving forward. So there is that. Big one last night as the Rockets, they got a game winner. KD, big shot over his former team. Hits a three to give them a 197 win last night. I thought it was interesting to hear him after the game and get his feelings about doing that against his former team. He played for the Suns, and there was when I would say he probably was the guy that got a lot of the heat for the Suns underachieving, in particular last year when they brought him, Booker, and Bradley Beal, who's still injured, together. They thought that would be a team that had a chance to go for a title, and they didn't make the playoffs and traded him away. This was him after the game, after hitting that game winner against his former team.
Most definitely, you know what I'm saying? A place that I didn't want to leave, and my first time being to sound, I don't want to sound too dramatic, but I will, to be kicked out of a place, you know what I'm saying? And felt like that, you know, I've been scapegoated, you know what I'm saying, for the issues we had as a team last year. Yeah, it felt good to beat them and hit a game-winning shot, but that's all it is. It's not just for the moment, you know. It's something tomorrow I won't even think about, you know. So it was a fun game. Like I said, of course, yeah, I felt you play with a little chip on your shoulder against your former team, especially when they trade you.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow, today he won't think about it, but the next time they play the Suns, he will. This seems like a thing for him when they play the Suns, and it may be Kevin Durant's going to go off every time they play the Suns. But the big thing is, last year we talked about it a lot on this. We talked about it on the show. We talked about it with B. Scott. We talked about this a lot. Like, where do they go at the end of games? Where do they go late in games, last second? Where do they go? What options do they have? And I think there is an argument in the league that there's no better option than Kevin Durant, just because he can get his shot off against anybody in any way because of his size, his height, the release of his jump shot. He can get it, and he's a great shooter, one of the best we've ever seen. And I hope more and more when they're in those moments, because sometimes this year it seemed to have gone towards Şengün. He was injured, by the way. He's going to be out 10 to 14 days with that injury. So hopefully they're able to hold it down while he's out. But it's clear that's why they brought him here, and it is refreshing for the Rockets and Rockets fans and everybody in the building. Like, you look out there, you feel good about the fact that you got a guy that can go and hit shots and make plays like that.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. There's two guys on the team right now that I feel best with the ball in their hand, with the game on the line. Obviously, Kevin Durant first and foremost, and there's not a close second. But the Şengün is the other one, obviously, that you feel like can get, whether his back's to the bucket or he's cutting to the hole or however he's doing his thing in a one-on-one situation, you trust that he can get a good shot up. But Kevin Durant, it's why you bring a guy like that in, right? Is you know, the what he did last night to knock down that three in a tie game with under 5 seconds on the clock to knock that thing down. And like you said, he rises up above everybody, and it's more with his length and his height than it is with some elevation.
I don't even know why they didn't run to him. I just wouldn't even let him.
It looked like their plan was to double team him, but
the guy never really came out. Yeah, they were like, well, he's too deep. Maybe he won't shoot it for them.
I guess they thought he wouldn't shoot it. But, yeah, no, it was beautiful, man. There was an interesting stat on the screen last night that in games under 3 minutes with the score either way within 5 points, the top scorer for the Rockets was Şengün with 38, and I believe – KD was second with 30. When obviously now he's got 33 points, but it was interesting to see that Şengün had gone to him more in those closeout situations than Kevin Durant. I would imagine by the end of the year that'll swing drastically, right?
Well, it should. Sometimes it seems like it was drawn up as more it used Kevin as a decoy.
Yeah.
In those things. By the way, also this, keep an eye here. This was news that came out of the NBA last night that Trae Young, the point guard for the Atlanta Hawks, he and his agents are working towards a trade with the Hawks. And this is coming for Shams Charania of ESPN. The Rockets, I would imagine, will be a name that's connected because, obviously, the injury to Fred VanVleet, the point guard, any point guards have been connected with them, and I would say no.
No, thank you, huh?
Yeah, no, thank you. Multiple reasons. One, what I'm certain Atlanta would be looking forward to give up, and then you start getting into names that, to me, I wouldn't want to give up for Trae Young. I think Trae Young's a great player, four-time All-Star, really good player. But I just don't think he really fits the identity of the team anyway, with his size, his lack of defense, and his size also hurts his lack of defense. And I just I am not in the place where I want to see less Reed Shepard or and Thompson. Like I wouldn't want to. And you do that, you got to change. Holy, one of those guys
he's
are going
to be your predominant ball handler.
Yeah, he's your ball handler, your point guard, yeah. And I just like it just doesn't seem to fit what Udoka wants to have happen. And again, a great player. Maybe a year ago or so, when you were lacking in weapons and you didn't have a guy like Kevin Durant, and you're looking for something else, but not now. I think they are in good shape with the point guard spot, but I'm certain that the Rockets' name will come up with the Trae Young thing just because of their point guard situation. So I would be out on that business. Be interested to see where he goes. But Raphael Stone, obviously you got to listen to everything, but that wouldn't be something I would pursue. All right, it is Tuesday. There were some things I know Clint saw on the tape. The offensive line, some things from CJ, the running game. We'll look at all of those things, a little tape drop Tuesday as the Texans beat the Colts, but getting ready, all of that to take on the Steelers. We'll get that to you coming up next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. My man, somebody texted and said, if the Rockets can swing a three-team trade, I'd take Young. Ime Udoka will straighten out the defensive issues. I mean, he ain't Jesus now.
Let's go, Rocket.
I mean, a part of it is his size and that thin hair. So, I mean, like, he's not – I mean, he can't just change things. Hey, baby, you figure out and deal and hide Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Like, look, he ain't to that level.
I'm gonna be honest with you. We got to be careful around here with KD being our guy. We got to be careful around here talking about too many folks' hairdos and hair situations. Not that one. We can talk all we want about that one.
I'm prayer for him, man.
That's a rough go.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what you do here with it. And I've said that. I've racked my brain.
When you got as much money as he got, you as soon as the season ends this year, you go get some implants and
it's just gotta get thick. It's just gotta get thicker. That's
advanced hair restoration. Your hair guaranteed to grow in places that it hadn't in years.
Have you ever have you ever seen the movie Kingpin, Tyler?
Oh, I love that movie.
You know when
Prime
Bill,
Woody Harrelson.
When Bill, when, but is it Woody or Bill? What, one of them's hair just gets away from them by the time they start bowling.
It's really both of them, but you're talking about
I think Bill, right?
Yeah, Bill's.
Second quarter, that's what Trey Young starts to look like. And Kingpin, when he's the second quarter, when he gets that hand out there and his
comb over sticking straight up
just
on one side.
That's where Trey is. And I, like, he's got hair. It's just super thin, and it flies on him, man. And
bad situation.
I feel bad for him. I really do. All right. Anyway, Tape Drop Tuesday. I know you took a look at the film coming off of that Colts game, and really the first halves were, most guys played. No Nico Collins, no Kamari Lassiter on both sides of the ball. Two hugely important pieces. But what did you see that you liked, disliked from the tape from Sunday's game?
Well, look, one of the biggest talking points this year on the Texans has been offensive line play, and which I've said from jump has a lot to do with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback, and really more specifically, the answers or the lack thereof for pressure situations. It was a problem last year. It's reared its ugly head early this year. The Texans have been better of late, but there's still been situations. Where, like the Chargers, whether it was them showing pressure and bailing and the Texans not being prepared for it, or the showing pressure and bringing it and the Texans not being prepared for it and having to throw the football away and waste downs. That's been a big talking point. The plan for pressure or the lack thereof with this offensive line, I mean, with this offense, with Nick Caley. And I'm going to tell you, I thought after watching that first half, I, again, it wasn't always effective. They didn't always execute it, perfectly or flawlessly, but when you watch the film, you can tell there's a plan in place. Like there, when you watch the film, you can see that Nick Caley is adjusting to the fact that they don't handle pressure well. There were several times in this game where they showed a pressure. There was multiple guys at the line of scrimmage, and the O-line and C.J. Stroud, don't know exactly to what degree, but the O-line and C.J. Stroud, they filtered that thing out and picked the players that were coming and blocked it up. That was really nice. There was a couple of times where they clearly didn't have enough blockers, and they blocked the guys closest to the quarterback, the interior guys, the A-gap rushers, the D-tackles, and they left the widest defender free to come at C.J., and to add on top of that, not only did they protect the A-gaps, they protected from the inside out. The guy that they left free was not only the widest rusher, but C.J. Stroud also knew that guy was unprotected. So I always say this, the most dangerous part of not having answers for pressure is when your quarterback snaps the football and has no idea who's blocked and who's not. If you can just get him and the O-line on the same page and they know that that guy right there, number 28, coming off the right side, that's the guy we're not blocking. As a quarterback, I can then have a plan for that. C.J. Stroud dropped back, sat in the pocket. One time he got the ball out. The other time he sat in the pocket, he baited that free defender in and then escaped to his front side. And I can't remember if he ran or if he threw it on that one, but he ended up having a positive play. The key is they handled pressure. They had answers. The quarterback was aware who was free and was able to protect himself. Also, they used, it seemed like they used some screens. Now, they didn't execute them well, but they used some screens against some different pressure looks, which if you can hit them with the timing right, CJ was inaccurate with a screen to Christian Kirk, which really put it in a position where it was never going to be successful. But if you could hit him in stride and let him hit a crease when they're playing man, ooh, look out. Now, that could end up being a big play. Again, they didn't execute him well, but I could see the method to the madness and what they were trying to get accomplished with quick routes. Again, CJ didn't always hit him. He missed, I believe it was X on a slant one time. He missed a couple of them, but they were there, Ron. So watching this game for one half of football, and again, I know it's an inferior opponent in a late season team that had collapsed with their, some of their best players not playing. But when you look at from an alignment and assignment perspective, do we have an answer for pressures? Can the quarterback and the O-line communicate, pick up the guys that are blitzing? Can they figure out the tails of who's coming and who's not coming and to where they don't just completely destroy a play? And are they using the screens and the quicks to protect themselves and to protect the offensive line? I thought it was obvious that was present in the first half, which should. I don't know what it's going to look like in the playoffs, but it is much better than having one more game under our belt of, well, CJ just had to throw the ball away because you didn't have answers for pressure. So I think overall the biggest topic all year long is not having answers for pressures with Nick Caley's offense. I thought it was a good day for that issue that the Texans have had throughout the year.
Hey, anything that they can get positive out of that, because we've seen that particularly in second halves or at least after the first scripted plays where that seems to pick up. I know they haven't had a sack in three games, which, hey, shout that out to everybody involved. Sure. But like against the Chargers, we saw a pressure pick up.
Yeah.
So, that's good when they make any improvements in that, because I'm certain with Pittsburgh, this is going to be something that Mike Tomlin and company are going to look at and try to give them problems.
Well, you create a negative play with sacks, you create potential turnovers, you make them wasted downs, throw the ball away. So I would imagine if you don't see a heavy dose of it from jump, you're definitely going to see it in critical situations. And I think Sunday for the first half, I thought it was some good reps for the guys, you know, dealing with pressure. Also, staying on the offensive side of the football, I know everybody knows that Woody Marks has been a godsend for this team, and I know that everybody understands that Jawar Jordan had a really good training camp and has been good in the limited time that we've seen him. But I'm going to tell you, man, these dudes are a big reason. Like, them and their skill sets are a big reason why this offense is at least running the ball in complementary fashion and at least running the ball in critical situations. Ron, both of these guys, they're very similar, actually. They're very similar in run style, right, in play style. That the vision that these guys have and the one-cut ability, whether it's a G-scheme or in the zone run game, has been unbelievable. It's crazy. And by the way, this is – I said this from jump as well. Like, the O-line was not doing things really well over the last couple of years in the run game, but what they're able to do – now is create opportunities, whether it be backside, front side, bouncing it. They're creating opportunities for two backs that have some really good vision and some one-cut ability that's been really fruitful. I think overall for me, I just have a better appreciation, a deeper appreciation for Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan than I had before.
It's the clear thing you see, and I think it's been a difference between Nick Chubb and some of those other guys, and in particular, even British Brooks when he was in the game on Sunday, and that is they don't need it blocked perfectly to be able to see a hole or get through to make. And they do that in a much better fashion than what Nick Chubb has shown. Nick Chubb is really running through the hole, physical through it. We've seen jump cuts. Jabbar Jordan's really good by going backside and cutting back, and we've seen that a lot from Woody Marks as well. So that is a big help to the offensive line that they can just kind of get a piece, and I think this offensive line probably needs that. These aren't guys that are just going to move folks like you would hope in Detroit or something like that.
Well, you look at, and obviously Joe Mixon was on a whole other level because he had size and some physicality that these two backs don't have. But when you talk about vision, one cut ability, the ability to cut back, the ability to bounce it, he had that ability, and these guys have it. I mean, you look at Damian Pierce, you look at some of the other backs that we've had running up to, and I think Nick Chubb, just stylistically the way he is right now, you run up there, you run into a pile, or you run up there and you stop your feet, it's game over. These two guys have a unique skill set in a sense of, man, they're one cut guys, they got great vision, and that combination is just proven to be productive for the Texans. And like I think you said it, like I think every good run game has running backs that when it's not blocked up perfect, because it rarely is blocked up perfectly by five or six or seven O-linemen and tight end, typically you got to make somebody miss. Typically you got to have great vision. You got to move. You got to be able to make that guy, the defense, be wrong sometimes. And Jawar Jordan and Woody Marks, they both have the ability to do that.
Yeah. No, it's been big time for this, and you can see the change in the running game. You can see the improvement in the running game, where things doesn't have to get blocked perfectly. They can routinely make the first guy miss, which has helped. All right, coming up as we continue here, 5 o'clock fires, some big news. We've talked about Black Monday. It really doesn't get any bigger than this. John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. We'll give you the details, the latest there. The Texans add an injured player off of injured reserve, but it's at the expense of a player that has been a pretty big piece to this team. We'll figure out what's going on with that. Other moves around the league as well that could have some openings for other coaches that could be coordinators or even more than that, potential future head coaches. We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.